Penny Lehman is a nurse at Sitka's Public Health Center, and right now she has a needle in her hand.
And this is the vaccine you'll be getting today. I just want you to just sit back, okay, and relax this arm.
Like many people in relatively good health, I don't normally get a flu shot. And that's even though I get a series of annoying text messages each fall from my dad reminding me to go get vaccinated. But this year, Alaska announced that it would offer flu vaccinations for free to anyone whose health insurance doesn't cover it. So I figured, why not? And the state is hoping that a lot more people will make that calculation, too.
We want to make sure that as many people as possible can get the flu vaccine. And so if that $28 administration fee was standing in between them and a flu vaccine, we are happy to waive it.
That's Greg Wilkinson, spokesman for the State Department of Health and Social Services. Alaska has always provided the actual vaccine itself for free to those who qualify. But in the past, there was a $28 administration fee. The state is now waiving that fee. That means that if your health insurance doesn't cover the full cost of a vaccination, you can get a free one at any state public health center.
If you don't have health insurance, if your health insurance doesn't cover vaccines, if you've not met your deductible or copay for vaccines, or if you don't even know if your health insurance covers vaccines, then come on in. We'll waive the administration fee. We'll use the state-supplied flu vaccine, and you can get a free flu shot.
Children under the age of 3 can also receive the vaccine for free, regardless of whether or not they have health insurance. The state decided to encourage more people to get vaccinated after a patient in Anchorage died of what doctors initially suspected was influenza. Later testing actually ruled out the flu. But the scare made health officials extra cautious, even though, so far this year, there have been fewer confirmed cases of the flu than last year, according to Wilkinson. For most healthy adults, the flu usually means a lousy week and maybe a couple days in bed. But children, pregnant women, and older adults are more vulnerable, and infants under 6 months can't be vaccinated. Sitka's Penny Lehman says that's why she encourages everyone to get vaccinated.
We want to make sure that anybody who is in contact with infants, any moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, our immunized daycare providers, anyone who comes in contact with those little ones, it's very, very important. It's called cocooning. So it's good for them to be protected, but it's good as a community health or a public health responsibility for everyone to be immunized, because then you're protecting those that can't be.
Public health centers even offer a choice between a flu shot and a nasal spray. I was feeling pretty tough, so I chose the shot.
Just hold your muscle and you are done.
That didn't hurt.
Good. We practice every day.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.